This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is expected to surrender early next week after being indicted by a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments. And now, the former president is angrily responding to the indictment.
Former President Donald Trump says his unprecedented indictment on charges involving payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign is political persecution. Trump, who has always denied any wrongdoing and repeatedly attacked the probe, predicted the indictment will damage Democrats in 2024. In a statement, his lawyer said Trump did not commit any crime. They said they will offer a vigorous defense to what they say is a political prosecution. The Manhattan District Attorney's investigation centered on money paid to former porn actor Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, whom Trump feared would go public with claims that they had extramarital sexual encounters with him. Trump is expected to surrender to authorities next week. I'm Norman Hall.
So what happens then? We ask lawyer and former prosecutor Nima Rumani.
Although Trump has said he's going to be arrested, that's not going to happen. He's going to be booked, of course, which means that he's going to be fingerprinted and have his mugshot taken. But Secret Service will escort him to New York court where he'll make his first appearance. His attorneys will plead not guilty, and he will be released on his own recognizance.
Forecasters are urging those in parts of the Midwest and the South to get ready for dangerous weather today, including tornadoes. They say the conditions are similar to those a week ago that set off that fierce twister that killed at least 21 people in Mississippi. Gwyneth Paltrow has won her court battle over a ski collision years ago in Utah. A jury says she's not to blame. A retired optometrist sued Paltrow, saying he was injured when the two crashed at a ski resort. A Vatican official says Pope Francis spent a second night in a hospital serenely being treated for bronchitis. This is AP News. Now to the nation's health law and a judge's ruling. The AP's Mike Kempin.
A federal judge has struck down a key part of the nation's health law that requires most insurers to cover preventive services. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor's ruling will impact preventive services that include screenings for cancer, diabetes, and mental health. Other no-cost services, including HIV screenings, are also impacted. Opponents say O'Connor's decision will jeopardize preventive care for millions of Americans. Experts say it's unlikely insurers will stop any coverage immediately. The Biden administration is expected to appeal and seek a stay of the ruling. 4 years ago, O'Connor ruled the entire health care law, also known as Obamacare, was unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned that ruling. I'm Mike Kempin.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.